The Borough Newport came into being in, finishing rather, in 1974. April 1974, we became Medina Borough Council. The council was changed. The first thing they said was, we got to get rid of that antiquated crane. So they got, because we're having trouble getting the proper Welsh steam coal, because it wouldn't, you had to have proper steam coal to drive that thing. Ordinary coal wouldn't burn in the boiler. So they got rid of the crane, which is a bit of a sad thing, really, because it was a bit of a tourist attraction. And they bought me a diesel crane, which was wore out from the time we bought it, I think. Well, I drove that for a while, and it was a waste of money because we were always spending money on it. And then the Medina Borough Council decided to go modern, and they bought me a Pocline hydraulic digger. Of course, it was a track machine, and I had the job, which was always a bit precarious, of tracking that machine off of the boat onto the edge of the quay wall, and then tracking it back onto the boat. But of course, where you had steel tracks and a steel deck, and there was no coans each side, you had to know what you were doing. Otherwise, as soon as you dropped in on that barge, you'd go straight over the other side. That didn't happen. And then Vic Sheath, the old harbour master, had quite a long spell of ill health. And there was only me and him here. And the Medina Borough Council said, well, we need somebody of authority to run the harbour when Mr. Sheath's there. Wayne is okay, he knows what he's doing, but he's still officially the crane driver. So with that, at a council meeting, they decided to make me the deputy harbour master. There was only two of us. So because they gave me the position of deputy harbour master, it gave me some authority to uphold some of the statutes and the bylaws and everything else what goes with the job. So this is what I done.